Well, England captain Ben Stokes admits that his whole team will need to be checked over ahead of the series decider with India.
Even before this test match, we got into it. Obviously, there were those conversations around how much, you know, effort and energy has gone in, from especially from the bowling department. Another quick turnaround before the Oval, so we'll have to use these few days wisely. And we're very lucky at the moment that we've got a battery of fast bowlers who we can call on at any point in time.
Well, England did bowl a lot of overs. India made 358 and 425 in their two innings in that fourth test match in Manchester. That was drawn yesterday, so they are going to need a bit of a rest. And they lead that series 2-1, heading into the fifth and final test. All-rounder Jamie Overton has been added to the host squad for that final match starting on Thursday at the Oval. Moving to golf news, some of the big news that broke over the weekend is that LIV Golf is coming to South Africa. The league will be in South Africa in March. The tournament will take place at Steyn City in Johannesburg. Open champion and Stinger GC star Louis Oosthuizen says that it's been a while coming.
Coming a while. We've been talking about it probably since 2023. How are we going to try and do this? And It's been amazing to get to this point, and we're very excited to bring this field to South Africa. And it's a world-class field. You're going to have people like Bryson, you know, Phil, Cam, Joaquin, Sergio, all these guys playing South Africa, and it's really excited to bring them to South Africa.
So that one's in the calendar for the 20th to the 22nd of March. Early bird tickets are on sale already. And then we're going to finish with some swimming news. South Africa's Peter Kutzer finished second in the semi-final in the 100 metres backstroke at the World Aquatic Championships in Singapore. He qualified for tomorrow's final in the third fastest time. Earlier, Catherine van Rensburg conquered the grueling women's 1,500 metre freestyle to finish 26th overall. Matthew Seitz also completed his 200 metre freestyle. He finished 32nd overall. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.